appointed commanding officer Solar Survey Research Vessel Endeavour, first voyage to retrograde satellites of Jupiter. Oh, that was a tricky one. On asteroid mission when ordered to prepare for this operation. Managed to beat deadline. The professor cleared the display and looked up at his colleagues.
I think we were extremely lucky, considering that he was the only man available at such short notice. We might have had the usual run-of-the-mill captain.
He sounded as if he was referring to the typical peg-legged scourge of the spaceways, pistol in one hand and cutlass in the other.
The record only proves that he's competent, objected the ambassador from Mercury.
Population 112,500, but growing.
How will he react in a wholly novel situation like this?
On Earth, Sir Lewis Sams cleared his throat. A second and a half later, he did so on the moon.
Not exactly a novel situation, he reminded the Hermian. Even though it's 3 centuries since it last occurred, if Rama is dead or unoccupied, and so far all the evidence suggests that it is, Norton is in the position of an archaeologist discovering the ruins of an extinct culture.
He bowed politely to Dr. Price, who nodded in agreement.
Obvious examples are Schliemann at Troy, or Muhat at Angkor Wat. The danger is minimal, though, of course, accident can never be completely ruled out.
But what about the booby traps and the trigger mechanisms these Pandora people have been talking about? Asked Dr. Price.
Pandora? Asked the Hermian ambassador quickly. What's that?
It's a crackpot movement,
explained Sir Robert, with as much embarrassment as a diplomat was ever likely to show.
Which is convinced that Rama is a grave potential danger. A box that shouldn't be opened, you know.
He doubted if the Hermian did know. Classical studies were not encouraged on Mercury.
Pandora paranoia, snorted Conrad Taylor.
Oh, of course, such things are conceivable, but why should any intelligent race want to play childish tricks?
Well, even ruling out such unpleasantness, Sir Robert continued, we still have the much more ominous possibility of an active inhabited Rama. Then the situation is one of an encounter between 2 cultures at very different technological levels. Pizarro and the Incas, Piri and the Japanese, Europe and Africa. Almost invariably, the consequences have been disastrous for one or both parties. I'm not making any recommendations, I'm merely pointing out precedents.
Thank you, Sir Robert, replied Dr. Bose.
It was a mild nuisance, he thought, having 2 sirs on 1 small committee. In these latter days, knighthood was an honor which few Englishmen escaped.
I'm sure we've all thought of these alarming possibilities, but if the creatures inside Rama are malevolent, will it really make the slightest difference what we do?
They might ignore us if we go away.
What, after they've traveled billions of miles and thousands of years?
The argument had reached the takeoff point and was now self-sustaining. Dr. Bose sat back in his chair, said very little, and waited for the consensus to emerge. It was just as he had predicted. Everyone agreed that, once he had opened the first door, it was inconceivable that Commander Norton should not open the second.